Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you ready for the summer, Joe?
No.
This is the summer, not so summer episode, I guess.
Back in the summer of 2021.
Yikes. It's a brave new world, y'all.
Let's make love in the summertime. Yeah.
Was that you trying to be Beyonce?
I wasn't trying. That was Joe being Beyonce.
Okay. I think that's the intro. Boom. Intro done.
Don't take my boom. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are...
The Narrow Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Hey there, stranger.
Hey. not so stranger.
So a very familiar voice over here to my right, like actually in person, because we live together. My much better half, Felice Lizay.
Hello, hello, hello.
That's a weird way to start.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's been a while. It's been 2 weeks. We've taken some time. We put our feet up. We grabbed some, I was going to say mimosas. No, we have. We've had a few mimosas. Not now, but like over the past 2 weeks. I was going to say like a pina colada because like summertime.
Yeah,
like a summery
we
drink.
Didn't have a pina colada, though.
No, I wish I did.
I kind of wish I did, too.
I kind of want one right now. Woohoo! It's been a wild ride. It was a happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me.
It was, yeah.
That was a terrible harmony right now.
Hey,
I just had to point that out because
it's not my fault that you couldn't handle my lead. I get it. It's rough.
Sure.
It's rough to follow it with these vocals. Like, I get it. You know, I didn't want you to embarrass yourself. So, you know, I probably should have not started to sing.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Yeah, it's been a wild ride. I celebrated the 23rd anniversary of my 21st birthday. Do math.
That's a lot of math.
Yeah, it is. I celebrated a 44.
Yeah,
I know. You guys are in shock, complete shock. You're like, clearly, Joe, there's no way you're older than 22. I know. I'm Puerto Rican, so I age very well. I do.
You do. You look great.
I do.
You look great.
No, I don't know if look great. I guess it's an awful way to say it. And I actually said this to a woman once. It was like the worst thing in the world. I look well preserved.
Oh, never say that to
a
woman ever.
I said it, and halfway through, I was like, how? Why?
What woman did you say that to?
She's a brain injury survivor friend of mine. She's cool. She got my idiocy, and she's like, I know what you're saying. She's like, yeah, and thanks. So yeah, I think I feel a pretty well preserved considering. So that's in human years. I celebrated and I'm getting close now to my rebirthday, which I will be 5 on August 4th.
your stroke-iversary.
Yeah, yeah, or rebirthday, or brain injury-iversary. Oh, everybody has like different sayings.
Yes, yes.
You know, or life day. People are saying life day.
Life day. Yeah. Oh, I like that.
It's like a life day. And then other people are like, why are you celebrating that? You almost died. I'm like, look, Dick, I'm not celebrating the fact that I almost died. I'm celebrating the fact that I lived, right?
Yeah.
So, and then that's the big one. The birthday was, I never really celebrated my birthday ever. I just didn't, you know, I did a lot of moving around as a kid. It was just like another day. And I only started celebrating my birthday with like Felice.
Yeah. I feel like we started celebrating your birthday more after your stroke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We actually celebrated.
Yeah. Because before your stroke, you didn't want to celebrate. And then after your stroke, I feel like we just celebrate. Why are you cracking your nose?
I try to do it away from the microphone, but it was very loud.
We're in the middle of recording, he's like cracking his knuckles. Like,
if my hand's a little tight. Shut up.
No, but I think that we started celebrating your birthday definitely more joyously after the stroke, which I'm happy about, because I always felt like before your stroke, like birthdays, even if you're not really into your birthday, it's just a time to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like,
I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, it's my birthday month.
Yeah. It's not like, it's not like something to celebrate like Arbor Day, you know, like that's a holiday.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So yeah, I celebrate my birthday now, which is interesting. And I've had really good birthdays, you know?
And we actually went to our first dinner out.
We did. We had like a date night. So are we going to talk about the birthday, the good, the bad, and the ugly?
Well, I guess I should say that sounded weird for me. It wasn't our first dinner out ever. It was our first dinner out since the pandemic.
Yeah, it was our first I was going to say post-pandemic. Nah, bruh. We're still kind of dealing with it. It was like our first a dinner date. We did like a lunch date kind of thing.
It was spontaneous, by accident, because we were hungry and we were stuck.
We're going to be here a lot longer than anticipated. Yeah. Let's get food in our faces. So that was cool. But this was like our first date.
Yeah.
In like a year and a half.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was cool. Nice.
We went somewhere where there was outdoor seating. So that made us feel more comfortable. I mean, we're vaccinated, but it's a weird thing to get over. It's just, you know, it's a weird thing to get over. Like after a year and a half of being so vigilant.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's okay to go to dinner.
You want
to
know what it reminds me of a little bit? It's a weird way to describe it, but this is who I am at my core. It's like for years, I bought weed in alleys and parking lots from like friends of friends and people. Now it's like legal. So you just go into a store. I always feel really uncomfortable. Like, is this okay?
Wait, were we getting food out of alleys during the pandemic?
Wait, what? No. I'm just saying that like even now, today, that it's, oh yeah, I've been to like a million shops, dispensaries, right? It's still a little weird for me to go in and be like, oh yeah, I'm just buying weed and that's fine.
Oh, I see.
It's still uncomfortable. So it's been already over a year that like, okay, we've been vaccinated now, a couple of months? And like, so we're good for the most part. Like we're in a good place. It's not 100%, but it's like significantly better than not. But it's still very uncomfortable. Well, wait, is this okay? Like, is this like, are we allowed to be here?
Yeah.
It's still really uncomfortable. It's still really new. It seems so simple, but it's not like mentally, it's still really new. So yeah. it's a transition, you know, we're getting back there. But that was the good. The bad will be, you know, I'll talk a little bit about the birthday. I full disclosure, I had a meltdown. I had a complete and utter meltdown early in the day. It was not good. I did not function very well. And to be honest, I think I slept at least maybe at least a third, possibly two thirds of my birthday because I was really sad and depressed and upset. And you know how they say it's your birthday, you cry if you want to. I 100% did. Basically, post brain injury, I kind of cry every single day of my life. I'm trying to normalize that and not make it sound as sad as it did right now, like when it came out of my mouth. But yeah,
every single day of your life,
every single day. I'm not even kidding. Every single day of my life, at one point, like I'll break for it. I know that doesn't sound normal, but like it doesn't sound normal to you. Everybody I talk to in the community, everybody's like, oh yeah. Yeah, like we get it, you know, and it's sometimes for no reason. This is the thing that I don't think normies get. Everything can be fine And still, whatever it is going on in our head, like it doesn't matter that everything is fine and perfect and beautiful and great. It could be like chaotic and off in our heads, and none of that other goodness really matters, because in that moment, it's just chaos. It's hard to describe. It's hard to explain, but that's what it was. I was just like, it was not good. And I figured it out, actually. I figured it out, I think maybe the next day after that, something like that. Thank goodness for like memories in your photos, because it goes back to what you were doing at this time last year before that. Is as far back for me, I think it was like 2016, maybe, like the year of my stroke. And every single year since, I've had problems in June, July, and August. Like I look at my posts, like my stories and stuff, and it's like, oh wow, I was really depressed. Oh wow, I was from a really weird place. Oh, I wonder why. It's literally smack dab in between my birthday and my strokeversary, which is just like a very emotional time for me. So I was a bit of a wreck, and like my trajectory emotionally and mentally wasn't very good. But on the flip, and so that was like the first 2/3 of my day. The last third of my day, we went to a very nice dinner, and it was beautiful outside. My favorite part, I think, was the drive. The drive was probably hands down my favorite part.
Yeah.
It was beautiful outside. Listen to some music. Like it was been around 100 degrees. It was about 102 at the time. But like at night, it was just like nice and breezy. It was cool.
It was really good. I think that the biggest thing that I think anybody can remember in terms of like breaking down, we know this, I haven't had a brain injury. However, I think that in terms of just feeling down in general, is how you get out of it. And I think you do a great job at using all your tools to get through times like that. And that day, we meditated together. And I think that was a really good way to shift the energy. And you've done that a lot throughout your recovery.
Yeah, I've meditated basically every single day since I've been out of the hospital. You know, we had like an ongoing, not a battle, but it was like a competition with Headspace to see how many days in a row we can meditate. And I think I was going on 2 years, was it?
Yeah.
We were going on like almost 2 straight years every day of meditating. And I think I've gone over 2 years of meditating every single day now. I don't keep track of it in the app anymore, but I don't think I need to. I think I'm past that. Now it's just like it's rhythm. Wake
we
up.
We use all kinds of different apps and different and YouTube. Lots of great meditations on YouTube as well.
So what's great for me is I loved Headspace. Headspace is what changed my mental trajectory when it came to meditation. Headspace was great, but then I was like, okay, now I kind of switched to some other stuff. You know, so Headspace I still use. I use Calm every once in a while, which is cool.
Balance.
Balance. Balance. That's another good one. In the mornings, we do it like Esther Hicks meditation thing.
Yeah.
Which is cool. And then for brain injury survivors out there, Emily Matheny, my dear friend Em, her podcast Live Intentionally, and on Instagram, she's Live Intentionally. She has like basically a specific brain injury meditation thing that she does. And she has a bunch of different types. Very, very helpful, quick and easy. And they're put together by somebody with a brain injury, which is really, really helpful to me. So that's something that I put into effect every single day. And it helps. What helps is it helps slow down your thoughts. And as a brain injury survivor, let's be honest, it's fucking chaos. There's a million things going around. The description on Headspace, I don't know if you remember, when he talked about feelings, he's like, when you're in your head, feelings, they go by. So just acknowledge them and let them go. It's like you're sitting on the side of a freeway and you're seeing the cars go by. You're not fixated on one car and, you know, you see it. You're like, oh, yeah, there is a SUV and it's red and it's OK. Now it's gone. That's it. You're doing that with your thoughts. OK, well, here comes this emotion. Here's frustration. Man, I'm frustrated. Oh, yeah. And there it goes. I was frustrated and now I'm back to where I am. It's helpful to do that instead of just chaos, right? It's, I don't want to be that way. I want to be able to slow down my thoughts, be like, okay, I'm feeling whatever I'm feeling. Why am I so anxious? Why am I so upset? Why am I so fragile at this moment? It doesn't work 100% all the time, hence crying most of the early part of my birthday. But what was helpful is when I actually was able just to take some time into myself and reset, well, why am I feeling this way? Oh, yeah. It's my birthday, but that's not a big deal. Why am I feeling this? Oh yeah, it's my birthday, which just so happens to be exactly 1 month and 1 day before my strokeversary. So all of it tied in and all of it made me understand, oh yeah, it's not just this, it's everything. This is just, you know, some early feelings that are happening. And then also looking back at some of the old like posts that I made years prior, where it's like, oh yeah, I kind of do this every year. It's a pattern now where I get a bit emotional, I become very overwhelmed, I become very overstimulated quickly. And, you know, I now have that knowledge. So next year, I'm hoping that I don't do this. And if I do, I'll at least refer back to all the stuff and be like, okay, Joe, you need to calm your tits.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
And I mean that, and that's kind of a really important thing to remember, that it's not about being perfect. It's about it being a practice.
It is.
And you're always practicing at it. It's not something that you, just because you get good at it or you've had a lot of time to, learn a lot of techniques and stuff, doesn't mean that you still don't have those moments where you need to get out of it.
Right.
It's about how you transition out of it, you know?
Right. All right. Brain injury survivors. I've been saying this a lot to everybody in the community. It's when it comes to meditation and when it comes to recovery, just like meditation, the Buddhist monks that literally spend their entire life in a mountain practicing meditation, right? They literally, they'll do it a lifetime. They have not mastered anything. There's no such thing as I have mastered meditation. It's not a thing. There's no mastering meditation. Meditation is a practice. It's an ongoing thing. So those Buddhist monks that have been doing it for actual decades, they're doing what you're doing. They're practicing meditation. They're having a meditation practice. It's the same thing in recovery. Recovery is a practice. We are going to be recovering the rest of our lives. We cannot have brain fog, overstimulation, fatigue. We cannot have those things for the rest of our lives. I hope none of us have that stuff. We will still be in recovery the rest of our lives, you know? Not unlike an alcoholic. So an alcoholic cannot have a drink for 50 years. Yeah, that person is still a recovering alcoholic. We are all recovering brain injury survivors, those of us with brain injuries, you know? It's not a doomsday thing. It's not a bad thing. It's reality. The reality is we will be recovering from our brain injury the rest of our lives. We cannot have issues forever, but we still have brain injuries that we're recovering from. We are recovering from something that, to be honest, should have killed a lot of us, you know, but we made it back. We made it back. Yeah, there's some deficits. Yeah, there's some struggles. Yeah, there's some issues, but we're here to, you know, keep pushing forward, keep focusing on, you know, recovery in the most positive way and, you know, live the lives I think we're all meant to live.
And I think that's kind of lends itself to the whole program that you're putting together for brain injury survivors, that we don't, you don't have to always feel like you're going to be surviving for the rest of your life, though. Even if you're recovering for the rest of your life, you could still thrive,
right?
You know? And so that's why I really like that you call it survivor to thriver.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of us who don't like the term survivor, you know? Well, I don't want to just be defined as a survivor. That's fine. Then don't, you know, if you want to be defined as a survivor, that's how I describe myself. I am a stroke survivor. I survived something that probably should. Hey, 3 out of 4 people don't make it from what happened to me. I survived that. Now, that's not who I am. I now that I have survived that, I'm trying to thrive and I'm trying to, you know, be everything that I think I was meant to be. I didn't want to just survive. I don't want to just, okay, cool. Now I'm here. I don't want to just exist. I want to live. I want to truly live life. I want to enjoy what life has to give. I want to be happy more than I'm sad. And I know that sounds like really basic, but it's a very difficult thing for most people, let alone somebody with a brain injury.
Yeah. I mean, and thriving doesn't mean that everything is perfect
right all
the time. And it doesn't mean that you go back to the way necessarily things were. It's just you accept and you embrace the new you.
For sure. Right? And a lot of people, too, especially of late, there's been some angry survivors where it's like, I hate the term new normal. It's like, yeah, okay, that sucks that you hate that. I've embraced it. I've embraced new normal because that's what it is. Now, even without a brain injury, if you shift and do something different, that's now your new normal, right? I now do keto. I don't do keto. I'm just saying, I now do keto. Cool. That's your new normal. That's not a bad thing. New normal isn't a bad thing. I really don't. I think it's people on my side of the community that they have deficits and they don't like that. I don't want my new normal to be that, you know, I have to wear a PFO, right? That's what it is. PFO, LMFAO. Nope. That's the band.
Oh, no.
Fact check. Joe is incorrect. He is referring to an AFO, which stands for ankle foot orthosis. This kind of brace is usually made of plastic. Orthoses are named for the parts of the body they control. An orthosis provides correction, support, or protection to a part of the body. Certainly not LMFAO.
I don't want to use a cane. I don't want that to be my new normal. Okay, well, that is kind of what it is right now. This is where this is where mindset comes in too. Radical acceptance. This is what happened with me. Yeah. I didn't accept the fact that I needed a cane when I did, and I hurt myself physically a lot, and it slowed down my recovery. It was one of those things where it's like, okay, I have to accept that this is my new normal right now.
Yeah.
Cool. Now that I've accepted that, how the fuck do I change that immediately? Right.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we need to focus on. Accept what things are right now and then bust your butt to change them.
Yeah. I mean, accepting how things are right now doesn't mean it's going to be like that forever. But and we talked about this before, and this is something that I just try to really guide my life with, is that just accepting, releasing resistance is the key to happiness. It really is.
Right.
When you're in a constant state of resistance to where you are right now, you're actually cutting off your ability to manifest yourself into where you want to be.
Right.
It's so important.
Yeah. It's look, recovery is not easy. It's not. It's the most difficult thing I think I've had to do in life. Now, recovering with a smile on your face is even harder. But, you know, Felice drives me crazy with every once in a while. Does it feel better to feel bad or does it feel better to feel good? You know, it feels better to feel good. So why? You have to do this. You have to recover, right? You're going to do this. So why not do it with a smile on your face, right? Why not shift the energy and focus on the positive things instead of fixating on the negative? You know, that's why, like, even doing this podcast with Lauren for this many years now, we have chosen to not just talk about the things our brain injuries have taken from us. We've chosen to focus on a different side of recovery that I don't think is focused on enough. And that's the joyous side.
Yeah. Now,
I'm here.
That's gratitude.
I'm not saying that it's all bubblegum and ice cream, which, by the way, don't just eat bubblegum and ice cream. Throw in some vegetables every once in a while.
That's a weird combination.
Isn't it?
Bubblegum and ice cream. Who says that?
Well, have you ever had bubblegum ice cream?
No.
Yeah, that's right. You were abused as a child. You should have.
Oh, bubblegum ice cream.
Yeah. So it has these little bits of bubblegum in these little chips.
Like real bubblegum?
Like legit bubblegum, right? It's like, but you know, Chiclets?
You end up chewing it out?
You know, like Chiclets? Have you ever had Chiclets? Oh my God, you were abused. So it's like these candy coated little squares.
Listen, I was because my parents wanted me to eat healthy, I was fine. I didn't know what I was missing.
Yeah.
I was good.
Yeah. I'll tell you what you were missing, a lot. So it's these like little candy coated squares and you chew them and it's like, oh, it's candy. And then the more you chew, it's like, oh, now it's gum. It's magic. So there's bubblegum ice cream, which is those tiny little Chiclet things in ice cream that's an unnatural color blue. And it tastes like bubblegum. And then so you have these, the little pieces of bubblegum, and you chew them, right? They're hard because they've been in the freezer, so they hurt. But then after a while, once you break them down, it's like, oh yeah, now it's bubblegum. It's terrible, but it's something that you should have experienced when you were a kid. Yeah. We're going to experience that one day.
Thanks for the PSA.
We're going to experience that one day, and you're going to be like,
bubblegum ice cream PSA.
Yeah, you're going to try it.
That we didn't know that we needed.
No, you needed
this.
But
I guess we did.
You needed this.
I did. Okay.
So then when we do this, you're going to be like, wait, why would you ever do this as a child? It's not going to make sense to you as an adult, but as a kid, fire. Woo! Such a joy.
So recovery can't always be bubblegum and ice cream.
It can't always be bubblegum and ice cream or bubblegum ice cream. It can't be. There are the dips, but the thing is, it's how you deal with those dips, right? If you, oh man, I fell back. Cool. Like I'm reverting. Cool. Change your language. Instead of, you know, I fell back or I reverted, I had a hiccup, right? A hiccup is so much easier to come back from than falling backwards.
Yeah, language is really, really important in terms of just keeping a positive mindset.
Yeah.
The way we speak our existence, you know, like we speak our reality into existence. And, you know, that's sounding really super deep, way more deep than I wanted to sound. But what we say really does affect how we feel. And so just making slight adjustments in our languages can really help anyone in any situation, really. But I think especially
for sure, but
when
specifically us brain injury survivors, it's little things. So, all right, the devil is in the details, right? There, what separates good from great? It's the details. So there's these little tips and tricks that I've picked up over my going on 5 years now in recovery that have helped me tremendously. And it's these things that I truly wish that I had and I knew at the beginning to help me. It sucks that it's taken so long for certain things to happen and come through or for me to figure out. But I'm happy that I figured it out now. Thing is, I don't want anyone else to have to wait. I don't want anybody else to have to suffer. And I say suffer because I did.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
you so rock.
Stop laughing at us. Until I figured out some of these things, like the pain was real. Isolation is real. Feeling misunderstood every single day of your life is real. Feeling lost and alone, it's so real. I struggled with that forever, especially early on in recovery. But then, you know, there's a couple of little tips and tricks that have helped me get to this point, you know. And I think back, and this is why I'm kind of a maniac, and I'm that weird person that reaches out to other survivors every single day. Now, I say this, I don't think people understand or believe or take this in. I reach out to a stranger on social media every single day of my life. Now, I know every day I find somebody to reach out to. And, you know, as I've made some really good friends that way, I've connected with some amazing people. I do that for no other reason than there's somebody out there that truly needs that. I wish somebody would have done that to me. I wish somebody would have been like, oh, hey, you're a brain injury survivor. So am I. How's it going? How is your recovery? How is your recovery going? How are things? Yeah. How is your support system? Is there anything that you're struggling with? Hey, can I do anything to help? I really wish somebody was able to do that for me. So I desperately want to do that for others because I know how isolating and lonely this journey is. So I want to bring all the stuff that I've learned and I want to give that to, you know, other survivors. So you guys don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Now I want to do that for new survivors, people who just had the brain injury. Also people. Okay. I just met a survivor. I won't name any names because I don't know if she wants to be put on blast. I thought she was a new survivor. She was one of my people that I reached out to and I'm like, oh, let's connect and talk. And I was like, so, you know, when was, how long has it been? And 12 years. She hadn't met another survivor.
Wow.
She didn't know the basic thing. I think the basic things that we should know about brain injury and recovery. She didn't know any of these things. So I want to bring all of this knowledge that I've kind of built up and all of these, the stuff that I've used to get to this point. And I want to share that with others because I want everybody to be in a better place. I don't want anybody to ever feel the things that I felt because it's fucking horrible. It's horrible. Yeah. And I joke, but I'm also kind of serious. You know, oh, it's so bad. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I would 100% wish it on my worst enemy. They're your worst enemy. Why would you not wish awful things onto them? So it's so bad, but I don't want anybody to feel this stuff because life is hard enough to get through, let alone get through with a brain injury, let alone get through with a brain injury and not knowing anything. I'm not saying I don't know anything. I'm just saying well, what do I do now? I'm home. Well, I'm really tired. What does that mean? I'm a failure because I can't get through. No, you're not a failure. You're suffering from fatigue. You're suffering from brain fog. You're overstimulated. I feel a little crazy. Why are you anxious? Because you have a fucking brain injury. Like all of these things. I want to share this knowledge and I just want to help.
I'm really glad and it's taken a long time for Joe to get to the point where he's going to share this. I'm really glad that you're putting the Thriver. I keep wanting to say Thriver to Survivor. Survivor to Thriver program together.
You were thriving and now you're hanging on.
And
for
now
your
you're
life.
Just hanging on. No, but seriously, I'm really glad that you're putting this all together in a format where people can really digest it and get help. And it can really help a lot of people.
For sure. There are certain things in there and they just seem like, well, how would I know that? Yeah. Unfortunately, you got to experience it. Now, why would I want anybody just to have to find this stuff out for themselves? I want to share, you know, I want to share. One of the biggest things for me was meditation. It changed my life. Yeah. I can't explain how slowing down the way you think, slowing down your thoughts. It's everything.
Yeah,
it is. Figuring out a routine.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And I don't have much memory early on in recovery, specifically the first few months, but I do remember even when I was in the hospital, the 5 to 10% that I do remember is them talking about, well, you're going to have a routine and you're going to have to routine. And I'm thinking in my head, I got the fuck out of here. I don't need a routine. Nope. You 100% need a routine.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah. It's very helpful for the brain. It is. And it didn't mean anything until it meant everything, you know, literally little tiny things, little things. I mean, again, what separates good from great. It's the details.
Yes.
Watch a DC movie. And after the movie, you're like, yeah, it was cool. Yeah, it was entertaining. And then
go watch a Marvel film.
Watch a Marvel movie. You're like, wow. That was
the details.
That was great. Yeah. Watch Justice League. Watch that dumpster fire and then watch the Avengers. And you're like, oh, it's amazing. Character development. Oh, routine. The devil's in the details. It really is.
I can't wait to see how you put this all together. And I'm just really excited for all the survivors that are going to get that help that they need with the routine and how to really thrive after recovery. So,
yeah. Look, we made it. We survived so we can live, you know, and that's what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to live. There's no more time to waste. Let's stop that. We wasted enough time, you know. Now let's all come together and start a brain injury cult. Are you guys in?
Whoa.
No. We're not. Okay. Maybe not yet, but at some point.
No.
Get everybody together.
No.
Start brain injury cult.
No.
Oh, God, it's going to be so much fun.
No.
No? All right. Okay. Again, said
not
before.
Not all your brain injury recovery program. Love it. mindset program for brain injury recovery. Love it.
Brain injury cult?
Not your best idea.
Not so much?
Nope.
Okay. Now, I said it before. There's no bad ideas. There's only better ideas. So
mindset program for brain injury survivors.
Better idea?
Yes.
Brain injury cult.
Survivor to Thriver mindset program.
Right. That's a better idea than a brain injury cult.
You so rock. Okay. Survivor to Thriver mindset program. That's the one.
We'll put a pin in that one.
No, we'll keep that one.
No, the brain injury cult.
Yes,
put a pin in that.
Pin in the brain injury cult.
Because very passionate about starting brain injury cult, specifically after I saw The Purge. Right?
No.
I got so many great ideas.
Yep.
Oh my God. There's going to be so many activities that we could do, guys.
Yep. That's not your best one.
It's going to be so good.
Nope.
It's going to be so fun.
Nope.
So
nope. Everybody's scared now.
Also, I want to thank everybody for all the birthday love. I really, really appreciate it. It was humbling. It was a really nice, a bunch of you reaching out to me. And even the strangers. Some of you, like, I'm always the creeper that's reaching out. It was nice that I had several of you that I haven't
creeping on
yet.
You?
Creeping in on me. I can't tell you how much joy it brings me. It makes me so happy when a stranger reaches out. It's like, oh, you did this. And I'm like, oh, you listen to my show. That's awesome. It makes me really, really happy. So please feel free to always reach out to me. Oh, how would you do that? This is where we drop the socials, Felice.
Yay.
I don't know why I'm so aggressive.
That was real aggressive.
But, you know, for the last couple episodes, have Felice here as my co-host, which has been awesome.
It's
while
been fun.
Lauren is, you know, still recovering from, you know, what she's dealing with, you know, post post-COVID, post-car accident. It's a lot going on. So definitely all you guys send all of your love and care to Lauren. Well, how would I do that, Joe? You can reach out to Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. Oh, you like the things the police says? She has a very pretty voice. Oh, yeah, you should hear her sing. Also, you should see her in a bikini like she is on the cover of the Killers album. Boom, had to throw it in there.
Wow.
If you want to reach out to Felice, you can at Felice Lazay. At Felice Lazay on Instagram, which is F-E-L-I-C-E-L-A-Z-A-E. I got to spell it. People don't know how to spell it.
He does it every time. It's like in the show notes. In the show notes.
If my handle was Joe Borges, well, how do you spell that? Like, I don't want people to.
But it's not. It's at Joe So Rocks. Yeah, reach out to him on everywhere.
I was trying to be like Joe. That didn't work.
So you can reach out to them too, or you can reach out to me at Joe So Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds. Everywhere. I just scared my dog. So on that weird.
Oh, and then if you would like to kind of get more information about Joe's program that he's developing, there'll be a link in the show notes.
Yes, and definitely check out the show notes. Felice works really hard on them.
Yes, we do.
And you know, it's she's really very
important.
Excited.
We put all the information.
There's
in
some
there.
Great, honestly, some great information in there.
It's like, good.
There
it's
really
a good
is.
Time. Go read it.
You know, and definitely if you guys. Look, recovery is strange. It's very uncomfortable. You know, you don't have to do it alone. You don't. You know, I'm here to help in any possible way. That's why I'm working on this program specifically for the community. Look, selfless Joe over here.
And we have the You So Rock brain injury recovery,
which is starting to pop,
community on Facebook. So you can always join that.
It's getting a little cracking mm-hmm. right now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's going to just keep on growing, and it's going to help a lot of people. I also, you know, I run a support group for Jane with Heal the Brain.
Oh, yes. Yes.
With Jane, with her like-minded program, which is just an amazing program. I also do Wellbeing Wednesdays on Clubhouse, which is like a check-in for all brain injury survivors, which is really good to connect and help people who are struggling like that day. Then I also, every Friday, I do an open mic conversation after brain injury. So like
on Clubhouse.
On Clubhouse, where it's like,
on the NeuroNerd Network.
Friends after brain injury, you know, body dysmorphia after brain injury, all that stuff. So it's always a really good conversation. Again, we try to keep it light. It gets not dark. It gets intense sometimes because there's like a lot of feelings that come out of this, these conversations where people are like, well, I didn't know about that. Or this made me feel like this. And I know I had that. So sometimes there's, to be honest, there's some tears. Like people are crying, but everybody leaves fulfilled afterwards. And it's one of those things where every single time, and I believe every person that's in it, we feel energized afterwards because it's a safe space. Like yeah. It really is. And that's what I desperately want to bring to our community is community.
Yes.
So
yes.
I appreciate and love all of you guys. And also I'm saying this early on because I'm about a month away. My strokeversary is going to be there and I'm going to be a fucking basket case. So I'll need your support, guys. Love and appreciate every single one of you guys. Please feel free to reach out. Remember, the Neuro Nerds are here to help always. And Felice, the Neuro Nerd adjacent. And on
yes.
that.
Yes.
Well, that was it.
Yeah.
It was just a little
creepy.
A little creepy. Sorry, and on that slightly creepy note, this Neuro Nerd and that Neuro Nerd adjacent
nerdette.
Are. And that nerdette are out. You know, she's not eating the carpet. She's like getting the fuzz because she's weird.
The dog's been on the floor the whole time making noise.
Neuro Nerds.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.